Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. It's a gorgeous late summer day here in the nation's capital. I'm Burke Allen. Our number, if you'd like to be a part of the program, 718-506-1944. And today we're talking success. What is success? Is it success in business? Is it success with your family, with your coworkers? Is it getting along with others? Success takes many different forms, and so today we're talking about success with an expert on success, Bria Simpson, best-selling author. You may have seen her 12 Habits of Highly Successful Entrepreneurs training series. She's also contributing to Mastering the Art of Success with the Chicken Soup for the Soul guys, Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, and other well-known authors. Bria has appeared in Red Book Magazine, Newsday, Good Day New York, with Martha Stewart and dozens more TV and radio stations throughout the country to talk about her definition of success. Bria, thanks for being a part of the program today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So let's start with it. The definition of success for you, what does it mean to you?
Well, I am a business coach and consultant, and so I think about success in terms of business, but also about life balance. So I really, over the years of working with just tons of different entrepreneurs and business owners, I really believe that it's doing work that fulfills you and also having enough time and money to live your values. So, you know, business success is not just about making a lot of money and trading time for money, which is what our culture has really started to push people towards. And what we need to do is kind of step back and say, okay, do we really want to exhaust ourselves to make a lot of money? That usually leads to burnout and exhaustion, a lot of unhappy people. Or do we want to just kind of step back and figure out how to run our businesses and our lives so that we're actually living our values?
Bria Simpson is our guest today. Her book is The 12 Habits of Highly Successful Entrepreneurs. She's also contributing to Mastering the Art of Success, and you can find her online at acceleratedsuccess.com. And Bria, we hear from a lot of ladies who listen to the program and that we work with at Allen Media Strategies who are really trying to find that, as you call it, the work-life balance between being a great mom and a great businesswoman. And I saw as I read through your materials, you spent several years working with kids at the Hands-On Children's Museum.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? Can you be a great mom and a great businesswoman, or does something have to give?
Oh, absolutely. You can also be a great dad and a great businessman. I wrote a book also called The Balanced Mom. That was several years back. And what's happened is I've now evolved from, you know, just helping moms with balance to helping all business people with balance. And absolutely, you know, it's really the only way to live and be happy, in my opinion. And what I've done as a business coach is I specialize in helping business owners create systems in their business. And what happens is when you stop running things like a roller coaster in your business, which is very, very common, even at the multi-million dollar level, and you start creating step-by-step systems, policies, and procedures, balance is the end result. That's why I do it, because business owners get their lives back, entrepreneurs get their lives back, they have more time to live their values, to go to the soccer games, to take Fridays off, to vacation when they want to. That's really what success is all about.
As you've worked with these people, you know, probably hundreds of them down through the years as a business coach and as an author, I'm sure people come up to you and say, hey, I read your book, and let me ask you about this. Are there common themes, are there obstacles that you see on a repeated basis that people sort of run into and face in trying to become successful? I mean, is it about getting out of your own way, or what do you see? Are there common themes there?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I would say there's five major ones. I cover them all in the book, Mastering Art of Success, and I'll cover a few of them here.
Okay.
A big obvious one is the misconception, as I've mentioned, of how we define success in our culture. And so a great way for you to really understand what success truly is for you is to finish this sentence, which is, I am truly successful when, and then write at least 10 different things. habits that will let you know when you feel truly successful in your life and your business. I love this exercise because what happens when my clients do it is they're saying things like, when I can take off time to travel to places I want, when I can leave work on Fridays at 3 and not feel guilty. It's not ultimately much about work or money. It's about lifestyle and values, and
sure,
that's what we truly care about. So the first obstacle is really understanding what success is, so you make sure you're going after the right thing, which includes balance, you know, not just money. Another one, another obstacle is really not knowing how to implement systems in your business. So that's why I specialize in it now. Everybody knows they need it. You know, policies and procedures, not reinventing the wheel all the time, not just continually hiring new people, having problems, but creating all those policies and procedures. People know they need it, but they don't have time to do it. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's another obstacle. And a third one, I would say, is something you mentioned, which is really when people are starting a business or running a business, they feel like they need to micromanage every part of it, you know, and it's really hard not to do that. It's hard to get out of your own way. But real success, honestly, requires us to manage our energy, to stay focused on what we do best, to get help where we need to, and to delegate or let go of the areas that we either don't do as well or we don't have time for or simply don't want to do.
Our guest is Bria Simpson. She is a success expert. She's written several best-selling books, including The 12 Habits of Highly Successful Entrepreneurs. That's a training series, and is a contributing author to Mastering the Art of Success, along with Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, and several others. You may have seen her with Martha Stewart on XM Satellite Radio, Red Book Newsday, and other spots. And we'll be back with more success tips. And when we do come back, Bria, I want to ask you about, so you can be thinking about this, some of the systems that you would recommend to small business people and solo entrepreneurs as we're all downsizing in this economy, okay?
Great.
That's coming up right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Our number again, 718-506-1944. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show, talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You can also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
This is the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for listening. We're live in Washington, D.C. today with our guest, Bria Simpson, who joins us on the phone from her palatial estate in North Carolina. She's the best-selling author of several books, including her latest contribution to Mastering the Art of Success, and you can find her online at acceleratedsuccess.com. Now, in today's world, there are fewer and fewer people, Bria, who work for big corporations with, you know, thousands and thousands of folks there, and you know, pension plans are a thing of the past, and human resources is not necessarily what it was even 5 years ago. You talk about systems. I think that's super important, but I would assume really, really important for small business people or solo entrepreneurs. So talk to me about what you would recommend as you work with those types of clients is the sort of the first system steps that they should put into place. What kinds of systems?
Well, most businesses benefit from having clear systems, which is really about, you know, step-by-step policies and procedures in several different areas. So one is project management or service management, you know, also known as the daily operations. If you run a store, for example, what happens from the, you know, before the store opens to during the time the store is open till when it closes, who's doing what, how, you know, everybody, every business has some form of daily operations or service or project management that needs to be
right.
streamlined. Yeah, but there's also team development and communication, how your staff or your employees communicate with you, with each other, when they do that, all of those kinds of details need to be streamlined. There's client care and customer service, there's cash flow, there's marketing, and there's also work-life balance. You know, I help my clients create a whole system around creating that life balance so that they make sure they are living their values and having time off work as well. Now, most businesses need all of that, okay? So I generally work with clients for at least a year, but some people come to us and just say, you know what, I just want help with my operations manual. I want you to come in, help me create that. And those systems usually are around project and service management and customer care and things like that. And so we customize what we do depending on what the client wants.
Are there tips that you have on what business people, business owners in particular, should delegate as opposed to what they should keep close?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, a big thing is for owners and entrepreneurs to find that area that I call unique abilities, which is the area that they do well and they love to do. And if they can focus 80% of their time in that area, it's a sort of a simple formula, but it actually works pretty well, and they can delegate the other pieces, if not initially, just knowing that that's where they want to get to, they are so much happier, because they're doing the parts of their business that they're good at and that they enjoy. And the truth is, those things that you don't enjoy and you're not good at, someone else does enjoy it, believe it or not. Like bookkeeping, there are people that love that stuff. Most entrepreneurs I know do not love their bookkeeping. So as soon as they start to delegate those things, the other thing that happens is it frees up time to do the things they do well, and their business just starts to grow.
That's interesting. And also, to a certain extent, it's counterintuitive, because you think, gosh, I really need to concentrate on getting better at things that I'm not good at. But you say it's really, you know, the opposite of that. Really focus in on what you're good at and farm out the rest.
Absolutely. Yeah. For exactly what I just said, it's because other people can do the things that you don't know how to do and you don't like, they can do it better, quicker, faster. And, you know, why stress yourself out and exhaust yourself when you don't have to?
Bree Simpson, our guest today, and she's a success coach and expert based in North Carolina, works nationwide, worldwide. Bria, how does one decide, you know, success, this is what I want to learn about, this is what I want to focus in on? What made it interesting to you personally?
I think because I've run several different businesses by myself with my husband. He was a CEO of a business for 9 years, and we've learned a lot over the past 20 years. We've been together a long time, and I've studied success. I wrote a book on balance. I've studied success, balance, and business for over 20 years now, and I just have found it fascinating that people don't have to work so hard and exhaust themselves like they think they do, and the answer really is about systems. It really is about figuring out how to streamline and systematize your business, because then it's just about plugging people in to run the systems, and it all gets so much easier. So I think I just find it fascinating because it doesn't have to be as hard as it feels to so many people. And when I get to help people make that shift and take their lives back and find their balance again, it's very rewarding for me.
Can you give me an example of a great success story, somebody who was just that you work with? And you don't have to use names, of course, but they were covered up and the business owned them, and you sort of made the change there. I'd love for you to sort of flesh it out for us.
Yeah, I'll give you two quick examples if I can.
Sure.
One is a guy who owns a multimillion-dollar printing company, and I work with everything from startups to multimillion-dollar businesses. Most of my business owners are not at that level, but he happened to be, and working all the time and commuting into the city and all that stuff. And after working together for about just 6 months, and he started implementing systems, he works 20 hours less a week. He has takes Fridays off. He does a little bit of work in the mornings at home on Fridays, but that's it. He's doubling his salary this year because of the systems.
Is that right?
Yeah, so a nice benefit, it's not, I love people getting their lives back and living in balance because they're happier. That's what really gets me excited. But, you know, my business owners also love making more money. And
sure.
At the end of the day, it's almost an inevitable part of systematizing your business. So it's sort of the icing on the cake. Another quick example is there's some industries, and I work with all different kinds, but there's some like a builder that we have as a client who said, there is no way we can create systems. Every house is different. You know, and we had to sit down and really spend some time, and we did with him and his team, and came up with very specific step-by-step procedures of building these custom houses that are beautiful. They are customized, but there's always a way to streamline it. So his team now knows what they can do without him, how the policies and procedures for, you know, creating these beautiful houses, what the steps are that need to be followed, and they now know when they have to bring him in and when they don't have to. So he's getting his life back. And in fact, he has downsized his role there so much that he's starting another business. So those are just two examples, but it really applies to every single small business, medium-sized business, and entrepreneur out there.
So it really sounds like the number one message of what you do at Accelerated Success then is you figure out what these systems are and then help people put them in place. Would you say that's sort of the message? If there was one message people could take away from what you've done and what you've learned, probably the hard way some along the way with your husband.
Absolutely.
Would the systems be the number one message that
absolutely.
You take away?
Yeah, because success, you know, it's not just about money. It's about having the time and energy to live your values and live in balance. And when you streamline and systematize your business, that allows you to live in balance and live your values.
I love it. It's excellent advice. And there are, you know, lots of small business owners I know that listen to the program, and we're small business owners ourselves. So if folks visit you online, what should they do and what can they find there at acceleratedsuccess.com?
Well, I'd love for them to sign up for our free report, which is a bunch of just free tips on how they can get started right away in creating systems in their business. And my website, I'm going to spell it for you because it's not all exactly as it sounds. So it's Accelerated Success, which is E-X-C-E-L, Excel, E-R-A-T-E-D, success.com. They can sign up for the free report, and we're actually going to give away 10 free copies of my upcoming book, Mastering the Art of Success, that I'm writing with Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, and he also wrote Success Principles, and there's some other experts in there. It should be a great book. So I'm giving away free 10 copies of that, and also a free copy of our 12 Habits of Highly Successful Entrepreneurs, which is a whole training series, actually, a PowerPoint, and it was a 2.5-day event, and it's tons of great information, CDs, and the whole nine yards. So all they need to do is send an email to info@acceleratedsuccess.com and in the subject line put free book, and they will be entered into that drawing. And on August 31st, we'll announce 10 winners and one grand prize winner, and we'll send everybody out their books when they're available. The book is actually coming out in the fall. But they can get their free report right away.
Congratulations on the book and all your success. And listen, Bree, when I can get you here to Washington, D.C. and introduce you to some folks on Capitol Hill, maybe we could get some systems in place there. I think some efficiency is very much in need in this town.
That's an excellent idea. Love it.
Remember, the spelling on the website is spelled like the Microsoft Excel program, E-X-C-E-L, acceleratedsuccess.com. Great information. You've just been delightful. Thanks for being on the program today.
Oh, thanks, Burke. I've really enjoyed it.
You bet. Bria Simpson, our guest today from Accelerated Success, and she's the author of the upcoming Mastering the Art of Success, along with Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul guys. I'm Burke Allen in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.